So let's speak about the film Nora, and what were the reasons that pushed you to write and to make this movie?
I had wanted to make... when you grow up in Ireland, you grow up in the environment of James Joyce. You grow up knowing a lot. You grow up reading his work. And a lot of people are influenced by him who are making work, because the way he wrote changed the landscape in so many ways. So I had wanted to make work about him and work that was influenced by his work, but didn't really feel that I could work with him head on. And then when I heard about Nora, this became a way of doing this work and also telling the story of this relationship. And I think I made the same mistake a lot of people made, which was that I didn't realize how important she was to him and how important she was to his writing. And then, of course, when you do realize that, you can hear her voice in a lot of his writing. You know, you can hear her voice in Ulysses and in Dubliners. And then it was quite a long process to try and fund the film. And whenever we would get another no, I would read the script again, and their relationship was so alive, the story was so alive, that it wouldn't go away from me. So that's really why.
So James Joyce was very linked to the city of Trieste. What did you exactly feel when you shot the movie here? Could you feel his presence here when you were walking around?
Yeah, very much. I didn't really understand his relationship to Trieste. I thought it was it would be a very Italian city, like other Italian places I had been. And when I came here, it was about 7-8 years ago that I came here, first of all, and I came on my own, and it was this time of year, and it was really sort of miserable and cold, and I was really lonely, and I was very taken aback that it wasn't, that the city was such a mix of cultures, even though I'd read that it was. But to walk around and experience this and hear these layers of language, and to see the different influences that makes Trieste, I began to really see how this was also part of the background of his work. And I realized that even though films have been made in Trieste before, that this story had not been made, and this was a very Triestine story in a way, because he loved this city very much. And I think also Dublin has changed so much that it's very hard to find places that you walk along streets and you feel an atmosphere, whereas often in Trieste, I mean, not only when I was here so long ago, but when we were making the film, you would almost feel that they just turned the corner and you just missed them. You know, it was quite a strong feeling. It sounds a bit silly, but you know.
What kind of story is exactly Nora? Is it a love story? How do you feel when you...
It is a love story. It's the story of a very intense relationship which actually existed. I think the film is... it's a very honest love story about two people who appear to be really incompatible, but who couldn't in fact live without each other. And one of the things that I found really interesting about making it is that how they stuck together, you know, how no matter what happened between them and no matter what they put each other through, they still stayed together for their whole lives, basically. On another level, it's a biopic. It's what they call a biopic. And I think we've avoided calling it that because people always think, oh, a very literary film. And really what we wanted to focus on was this relationship, so that people who didn't know at all about Nora and Joyce could see this film and be moved by it. Really young people now who don't read Joyce so much see this film when it's been shown in Ireland and Britain and in Germany and other places, and have written to me and said, you know, that they really felt a connection to it because of the passion. And people who are older and who know the Joyce story also get a lot from it. But really, it's a film that was meant to have a big audience.
So it wasn't only Nora's story, but the story of both of them.
Yes, I think so. I think so. Though really, in a sense, it's her story because it's her trying to cope with living with this very intellectual and convoluted man who she related to in a very simple, instinctive, and passionate way. And I think she sees a Joyce that no one else really sees. Like, she sees the person who doubts his genius and the person who's like working every day writing. And she's very frustrated by that. But she also sees parts of him that we don't normally see.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.